Hello, this is Joe. Time is 9:44 p.m. 2/18/2024. This is kind of weird because I just finished a podcast and I'm all ready to deliver another one. Well, the last podcast that I spoke about was about the Chosen. Who are they? Why are they chosen? And I gave you what I believe is my understanding of it, and this is a continuation of that. Earlier in my podcast series, not particularly this platform, but a previous platform, I spoke about vibrational frequency. This may sound and seem very confusing to the lot of you that have a basic education, which is all that they require us to have, and in actuality that is all they want us to ever accomplish. Garnering the fact that a more intelligent human would be able to sift through the matrix that they've created and get to the root purpose, why it was created, why even our purpose here on earth ensues or consists of, excuse me. So again, this may confuse, this is hell, this is kind of confusing to me, so I'm going to start with vibrational frequency, which, to be totally honest, I consider myself fairly intelligent, but I found out frequency isn't just frequency. There's vibrational frequency, and then there is resonance frequency. Look it up if you're trying to, you know, differentiate the two, but I think I have a basic foundation of understanding for them. Vibrational frequency, something that each of us as humans, the molecules, the atoms within our being, within our vessel, vibrate, moving, shaking at a certain frequency, gives off a certain frequency. That's vibrational. Resonance, I'm kind of still torn and not confused, but they both deal with frequency. One, more or less the frequency of vibrating molecules and atoms, and the other is the frequency, let me get this right, resonance that we are emitting, which would be paralleled, if I'm not mistaken, to our vibrational frequency. These two are very, so very important. I can't even tell you. Let me explain to you something that at least I think I have the grasp or concept of. If we are humans, and we are, and we are vibrating, which we are, and we are a part of a whole within a part of a whole, etc., etc. So if we as humans are vibrating, then that which we exist in also vibrates or exist on. We exist on the earth, so the earth is vibrating. Interesting, I found that the earth vibrates at a frequency similar to what each of us humans vibrate at, which is about 7.83 hertz. Now, the discrepancy, and I tried to research it, that if we have essentially about 8 billion people on this earth, and the earth is vibrating at 7.83, then that means to me 8 billion people is too many people for the vibration that the earth is currently at. So this is going to lead into another side subject: wars, pestilence, viruses, bacteria. The reason why we have conflict, the reason why there are deaths in astronomical numbers across the earth every day. The earth is trying to, I believe, get within its tolerance. Its tolerance is 7.83, which is similar to our tolerance as a human, 7.83, somewhere around there. So one part of me was like, well, is the vibrational frequency of the earth cumulative, meaning 8 billion people and each vibrating at 7.83? That would, you know, add up to an astronomical number of vibrational frequency. Or is it a basis, a foundation, which I'm believing that's what it is? The vibrational foundation of the earth is 7.83. But we have 8 billion people on this earth. So how do we remedy that? Well, I stated wars, pestilence. People would refer to the elitists with agendas, the one world order, so to speak, thing. And why it is that just as in 84, 85, the United States was in Beirut or messing with Iran and Iraq, and here we are some 20 plus, let me see, 40 years later, and we're starting to mess with them again. It's almost like we're returning to the scene of a crime over and over and over again. Seemingly, it is a way for us to bring down the population without people knowing it. The population needs to be similar to what I believe, the frequency of the earth. Dare I even say that if the frequency of the earth would drop below the 7.83, I personally believe that the earth can change its orbit. As I personally believe again, we have a planet, number 9, Pluto, that is smaller than just about any other planet, and thus they've taken it off, they've removed it from being identified as a planet within our solar system. I personally believe, again, always, Pluto is so small that its vibrational frequency has it where it can change its orbit. And that's what I think Pluto has been doing. But we've not paid attention, at least the average human. But someone else has been paying attention because they have the most extensive fleet of satellites of any other nation on this earth. Mind you, they do not have a space program. They're not trying to go to planets and stuff like that. They just want all these satellites up there to listen. Great Britain has the most extensive fleet stockpile of satellites in orbit of any other country. I believe they have that extreme number of satellites to continuously monitor the vibrational frequency of the Earth and other planets. Me believing that if you can change the vibrational frequency of a planet, that you could literally change the channel but that channel that you would change would be considered an orbit. So Britain having all of these satellites, but not having a space program, a rocket, you know, put man on this planet, they're not trying to do that. They are the masterminds of why the Earth is at a frequency that it is at. And in addition to that, the Earth being overpopulated, not being able to come within tolerances of its population matching its vibrational frequency. Because essentially what I would look at that as, if we do have over 8 billion people on this Earth, I would assign 1 hertz, just to say 1 hertz, even though each of us vibrate at 7.83, I would give us each 1 hertz, which would explain why the Earth, I hope I'm not sidetracking, the Earth is at 7.83, but we're overpopulated because we're at 8 billion. So the true frequency of the Earth would not be 7.83, but it would be about 8 something. That's just giving each human 1 hertz, but we know that we're at 7.83, so I'm believing that each human vibrating at 7.83 as a collective, the Earth mimics that collective vibrational frequency, and that's where the Earth is at. And because that is the frequency the Earth is emitting, it holds us in a certain orbit around the sun, where there is an exchange of vibrational frequencies through a process of resources and things of that nature. Pluto, on the other hand, just throw myself out there, if Pluto has some type of life, energetic life, I believe they would have mastered this computational, equational, vibrational frequency, moving orbits and everything. I want to hopefully reel you guys in to understand how simple this is to perhaps understand. Those of us out there, everyone has a TV with a remote. That remote operates on a frequency. Some, or those of you out there, also have ear pods or iPods. We have Wi-Fi. We have Bluetooth. All of these operate at frequencies. Now, I want to say, because I personally challenge the understanding that we currently have given by Einstein and others, referring to the cosmos and the reason why planets are in orbit around the sun, and they state that it's a dilation of the fabric of space, as if space itself has a mass, like the picture or example they give you is a blanket laid out with a representation of the sun in the middle, which would cause a perforation underneath the blanket if it's stretched out. And anything that would be placed on that blanket where the proverbial sun would be, it's a basketball for the example, anything that's placed on the blanket with the sun, the basketball, creating a perforation in the fabric of it, those things will hold an orbit. But if you think about what I'm saying and you try to replicate this experiment, you're going to find that anything that you place on that blanket is not going to fall in an orbit around the basketball or the sun. It's all going to fall into the sun, because the fabric of space means that there are slopes that are going down either side of the basketball or the sun, the perforation, the fabric of space, so the planets would fall. So that's why I disagree with the theory of the fabric of space, and I'm more inclined to believe in what we use current today, which they did not use back then, which is Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Bluetooth and Wi-Fi has nothing to do with fabric of space. it's all sound. Sound that attaches itself to other emitting sounds as a match, and they latch on to each other, a lock and key. The sun emitting, obviously, the sun has to be emitting more than one vibrational frequency. We have 9 planets. One they're trying to hide from us, which is Pluto, and that's a reason. We have 8 planets that are in a orbit around the sun, and I say because of Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and not the fabric or a blanket of space that we can't see. So why are we going to imagine that there's a blanket out there with the sun on it, and then us as planets rotating around it and not falling into it? So I throw that idea out. Hooray for me. I'm smarter than Einstein. It's Bluetooth, it's frequency, it's sound that locks us in an orbit. And if sound can lock us in orbit by frequency, then sound can also release us from orbit because of that frequency. And that's what Pluto has been doing. I'm attuned to Pluto. I'm not sure of the various space programs across the Earth, but I guarantee you, you can inquire with the British government and their fleet of satellites. They can tell you everything about frequency being emitted from certain planets. I guarantee you, I would stake my life on it. With Pluto, as I believe, being able to move and shift its orbit, because it's not sitting on a blanket, a fabric of space. It's only locked in its orbit by frequency, sound frequency. Underneath this recording that I'm currently doing, I have an online tone generator, a B flat, that I'm playing and listening to, and it sounds very similar to when I was out, you know, in the military, the tone that was generated by the aircraft carrier that I was on. I don't know why I had to say that, but I did. Nevertheless, Pluto is able to move in and out of orbit based on frequency and sound, the same way we have our remote controls for our televisions or anything else. When we are blocked by something, we no longer have a connection between the remote and whatever we're trying to power. That is the reason why we're able to maintain this orbital lock with the sun, because there's nothing blocking our orbit. If there would be something that would block our orbit from the sun, then we would have a problem. That leads me to us having a moon, other planets within our solar system having moons and everything that also plays into the vibrational frequency, allowing a certain amount of vibrational frequency to be processed between the sun and that orbital celestial body, the planet, whichever planet, and providing different shifts. That's what I have to believe is. That's why certain planets have more moons than others. It is because of this vibrational frequency. Either this vibrational frequency of having more moons is contingent upon their orbit and what they do in that orbit, or it's independent. And what I mean by that, it's independent, the shifting of their moons interrupting the communication, the frequency does certain things. I'm not sure NASA would know that. I'm sure perhaps they do, I don't know. But I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Resonant sound, vibrational frequency. I thought and did think that they were the same. They are different. but they are both so very important. And I'm just going to throw this out there because I believe I stumbled upon something I've not thought about in deep subject, introspect rather. It always comes in threes. And having some knowledge dealing with electricity and things of that nature, where there's vibrational frequency, there's going to be electricity, there's going to be energy. Where there's resonance frequency, there's going to be electricity, there's going to be energy. So with vibrational and resonant frequency, the trinity of that would be the energy or the electricity, because without that, neither of the two would exist. Sound would not exist. Communication, none of that, nothing would exist without energy. Energy in itself as a vessel, a conduit, carrying electricity. That electricity also courses through our body, very vital in our thinking, everyday movement, everything we do is electrically powered. The human body produces electricity by the breakdown of nutrients and vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. That's why people would say, you know, you can increase your vibrational frequency by eating more healthy, eating more vegan. All of these things play a significant role, at least to me, in understanding our purpose, who we are, what we are to do here, and what happens after we are no longer in this vessel. Questions, I believe that if we have a fundamental understanding of where we are, our purpose where we are, who we are, our purpose in committing or providing some type of service, because everything has a purpose. And that saying, so bring us closer to understanding with the questions I stated. Our belief in what created this, or we would call God or the creator, you know. Again, I myself move away from trying to call anything God, because as I understand, a God is something that an individual or group of individuals hold in high reverence for whatever ideology, whatever, and that we can very easily make or turn anything into a god. We can do that. Man has turned money into God. Man has turned power, authority into God. And seeking that, each of those, versus an understanding of what God is, even the name God. I play with that, you know, I'm not going to sidetrack, but this is just another one of these podcasts I thought I threw out there. Again, there's reasons why education is so very important, but it seems that within the system that we live in, we exist here on Earth, they've created a underlying system, a matrix, if you would, that tells you or says or has people believing that you don't need a education. Tap dance, catch a ball, throw a ball, kick a ball. You do that well enough, if you're able to count to 1 to 100, we'll make sure you're very comfortable. Don't worry about educating yourself about things you don't need to worry about. But it is those things that we don't concern ourselves with that we do need to be aware of, because if we're not aware, then someone that is aware can use those things against us. And that has been going on based upon my understanding and coming to understand some things for a very long time. I'ma end with that. I was gonna keep going. I'ma end with that. Guys, ladies, fellas, whatever out there, there are some people that have to be held, have to be guided, have to be led to an understanding of what this is, or who they are, or who they are to become. Those are the ones that need help being led by the hand, by being guided. Those that do not need to be led, those that do not need to be guided, those are the ones that we put in certain situations because they make other people that were led and guided to be in a position of a power and authority. We make those people feel insignificant because they can't compare. The only way they do compare is based upon a system that was created to give those individuals that would lack the understanding but have the physical aptitude or ability to perform other things. We've put those people in a position or status above those people, are the ones that hold the knowledge. But maybe, perhaps, they don't dress the same, maybe they don't look the same, maybe they don't believe the same things, but nevertheless, they have the knowledge. So what then happens is their knowledge is stolen or taken from them and given to those people that can't even process it, to make them appear to be this, make them appear to be that. This is what I will say to you. Existing within a system that is prejudiced towards individuals that seem to display a higher ability cognitively, intelligence-wise, you will be doomed each lifetime that you are reincarnated. And I do believe, not necessarily to say reincarnate, but as energy, we leave one vessel and then we're placed into another. Each vessel that as an energy we are placed in, you will continue to be challenged by the things that you did not succeed or accomplish in past bodies. Now, for some people, that's not a big deal because they say, well, I don't remember living and all this and that, and that's fine. But in the end, what I can tell you, what I can say to you, and this is, again, based upon my own understanding, perception of things here in the system that we exist in, and also within the solar system that we exist in, and going on further and further. We have created a system here on Earth where we make certain people, we place certain people in positions of popularity or status above other people that have the knowledge. That is an imbalance, because those people put in a position of power and authority but don't necessarily have that knowledge, they're going to allow civilization to creep along and never seeming to reach the apex for a change to occur. And changes always occur in every system, regardless of the fight. Changes always occur to maintain a balance. Changes occur out in the cosmos to maintain a balance. We cannot exist, and we will not exist. We have never existed in a system that did not try to right itself, such as what a boat would do. The system itself is designed to right itself, to be in balance.